name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Seated. Happy Easter, everyone.
Happy Easter.
Wonderful to see you all here today. It's beautiful Easter morning. And as I look out at a completely packed church, we know we are in an Episcopal church when the front two rows are completely empty. Ushers, if you don't want to sit in chairs all the way to the back, you can brave it up here. So we have a robust children's programs at St. Peter's. We have a wonderful children's chapel every Sunday morning, and a wonderful Sunday school. And whenever I interact with parents, I always say, like, you know, as the priest, your kids must really already know all of this. And last week, I was at home eating a quick dinner with my kids before I was getting ready to go to their school to be a part of this interfaith panel to teach teachers about how to talk to their students about faith. So my kids were asking me, "Dad, why are you going to school? Where are you home?" "So I'm going to teach." "I said, what are you going to teach about?" "I said, Christianity." And they said, "What's Christianity?" Myself up over that. And then I remembered, wait a minute, like one of my daughters is in the choir, they have memorized Bible verses in their Sunday school, they know hymns, we say a prayer at dinner. They know Christ, even if they don't know Christianity. And if I had to choose, that's exactly the way I would want it. But what's the difference? Well, knowing Christ is all about being in relationship with Jesus, right? Trusting in God, following the path that God has set before us. And this morning tells us where that path leads. So we hear the words of Isaiah this morning, one of the great prophets of Israel, prophesying hundreds of years before Jesus was born. And he says this to God's people. He tells them, this is what God has said. I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. The former things shall not be remembered or come to mind, but be glad and rejoice forever in what I am creating. For I am about to create Jerusalem as a joy and its people as a delight. I will rejoice in Jerusalem and delight in my people. No more shall the sound of weeping be heard in it, cry of distress. What a wonderful world that would be. It almost sounds too good to be true, doesn't it? This wonderful place, Jerusalem, filled as a joy. It must have sounded too good to be true on Passover night when the disciples, all of Jesus' followers, fell asleep. That morning, or the day before, they had seen their Messiah, their beloved friend, their Savior, die on the cross. They'd seen him suffering. They'd seen what they thought was his ministry and his witness and his path come to an end. I imagine that when they first woke up on Easter morning, Jerusalem was not a joy. Its people did not seem to be a delight. But then the sun rose, and the women went to the tomb. Everything was forever changed. What they thought was too good to be true, too good to even be believable, that everything that Jesus had told them year after year, that he would go to Jerusalem, that he would suffer, that he would die, and 3 days later he would rise again, all of that must have sounded too good to be true until the women encountered the angel at the empty tomb on Easter morning. Suddenly, Isaiah's prophecy, I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. It happened. The hope that was too good to be true, somehow miraculously, is real. Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. I want to talk for a minute about that word, alleluia. The word alleluia is the most joyful word in the human language. It means all hail to the one who is. Now, when we are successfully teaching our kids in children's chapter on Sunday morning about Christ, not about Christianity, one of the things that they learn is something called the five-finger prayer. Now, some of you have heard me say this before. Five-finger prayer goes like this. I love you, God. Thank you, God. I'm sorry, God. Help others, God. Help me, God. Five of the seven most important kinds of prayer. But the greatest form of prayer is that very first one. I love you, God. It's not God, I need something. God, I want something. God, I've got this pressing issue. It is simply praising God for being God. I love you. Hallelujah. All hail to the one who is. It's the greatest way we have to say, I love you, God. Joan Chittister, Christian writer, says, defines the word hallelujah this way. She says, it is the archangel of praise, the ultimate expression of thanksgiving, the pinnacle of triumph, the acme of human joy. It says that God is good, and we know it. Think about a time in your life that you've ever felt real joy, real celebration, real happiness. Can you think of a time like that? Now, if you're like me, whenever you have this moment of profound joy, your very next thought is, I better not celebrate too much because I'm going to jinx it. Right? If you're ever really happy, I can't get too happy. I can't live into this moment too much because I might lose it. It might fade away. Think about your favorite sports team. Think about the Blues last night. Right? We celebrate their win. They've made it to the next round. But we can't shout it too loud because we might jinx it. If we get too excited, they're going to lose the next round, so we can't do that. We do that kind of thing all the time, right? I know I do. God's joy we witness on Easter morning, it can't be Jesus. The joy that we have on Easter morning, it's like a Twinkie. It doesn't expire. By the way, that's the most ridiculous line I've ever had. So happy Easter for that. But the metaphor is true. God's joy doesn't end. It can't be changed. It can't be ended. It can't be broken. Not even by death, not by suffering, not by pain, not by loss. Nothing ends the joy that we witness on Easter morning. Because this is the morning when we realize God is good. Because God has out there for us, beyond our ability to understand, a wonderful future of love and of hope that we can't even fully glimpse. Easter morning is just a window into the joy that God has prepared for us. So go ahead and rejoice. Cannot jinx it. It doesn't expire. God's joy doesn't fade away. Because Easter joy is in God, the one who is, who ever will be. Sing hallelujah this morning, for God is good, and we know it. Happy Easter. Amen.